What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from General Hospital, actor Ryan Carnes. How are you, man?
I'm great, Mario. How are you?
I'm really good. You know, I hosted the Daytime Emmys recently, and it's always fun seeing the General Hospital group. You guys usually clean up with those awards, do quite well. Had the honor of being there last year. Was it last year? Did the, what do you call that ball? The nurse's ball.
Yeah, that's right.
Which was a lot of fun. So, good group over there.
It's a really good group of people.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Illinois.
From Illinois? What part?
West Central. I grew up in a town called Pittsfield. It's a little farm community.
Pittsfield.
Yeah.
Pittsfield,
yeah.
Illinois. That sounds awesome, man. Yeah. So, how'd you end up in LA?
Oh, man. I had no idea that I was going to be an actor. I didn't even know that was like a thing that existed for me, like within the realm of possibility. So I wanted to be a lawyer, actually. So I went to school at Duke University, and I was studying public policy.
Oh, so you're smart.
I eked in by the skin of my teeth.
I'm sure mom was excited when, hey, mom, I'm going to quit my pursuit of a law degree and go be an actor. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, you know, my parents have always been really supportive in that sense. I'm an only child, and I think with that comes, like, for parents, it's like, we got one shot. We don't want to mess this up.
All right, exactly.
And so I actually asked them. You know, I went to them, and I said, hey, I think this is something that I want to do. I want to give it a shot, but I know you guys have invested a lot.
Right.
Do I have your blessing? And they said, we just want you to be happy.
They're better people than I would have discouraged you. I said, are you kidding me? I spent all this money and did that. And that guy, all right, son. And then I guess eventually you relent. You do want your son to be happy.
Yeah.
But so far, it's working out. You got a new movie that just came out, Valentina's Wedding.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
So Valentina's Wedding centers around a girl named Valentina. She's a Mexican girl, and I play an American guy who's engaged to her.
Ah.
And we're here in the U.S. We have this happy life, shiny. We're both from, you know, we've got great pedigrees in our family. On paper, we're the perfect couple. And
but?
We have this incredible proposal, but she leaves to go to Mexico and tells me she's got to deal with some family stuff, but she doesn't come back.
Mm.
So I get online and start looking to see what's up,
right.
You know, like we all can these days, unfortunately, for better or worse.
Yeah.
And I find out some things about her family. So I chase her to Mexico and end up involved in a love triangle of sorts and meet her crazy, crazy family, and hilarity ensues.
Oh, that sounds fun, man.
It was really fun.
Yeah, very really clever fun. Concept. Romantic comedy. Then.
Romantic comedy.
Romantic
yeah.
comedy. That's And where'd you guys film it?
We shot mostly in Mexico City, and it was my first time there.
How'd you like it?
I loved it. I loved it. I loved the people. I loved the food.
Yeah.
It was a really rich experience for me.
Yeah.
And that was my first time there. And, you know, it was really was my first time in Mexico.
Right.
I think I'd been to Cabo once years ago. But
that doesn't really count.
Right. Which is what everybody said to me when I was there. Right. And then we shot a week in Toronto to finish out the shooting.
Wow. International.
Yeah. International.
The whole North America, man. Yeah. The whole North America. So who plays the girl?
Marimar Vega.
Okay.
Marimar.
Marimar.
It took me a while to learn how to say her name correctly. Marimar.
Did you have to learn any Spanish for the film?
I did, yeah. There's
poquito?
Un poquito.
Un poquito.
Hablo un poquito español. I got very good at saying that.
Yeah, okay.
But there's one scene in the movie where my character, who doesn't typically drink alcohol, drinks a lot of alcohol, tequila, mezcal, to be exact. And then he has to say some things in Spanish. He says some things in Spanish.
Oh, I bet that's fine.
And they're not necessarily very nice or proper or anything like that.
Yeah, it's awful fun. We'll be checking that out. And I know you've got a few other projects in the works, too. What should we be looking out for?
Well, so it had been a while since I'd been on General Hospital. I've been traveling and working on some film stuff. And now that I'm back, we're gearing up to do a storyline where on the show, my husband and I are adopting a baby.
Ah, you got a husband on the show.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a husband on the show. Perry Shen.
Perry Shen.
Yeah, plays my husband.
Handsome guy.
Or I play his husband.
Got good taste. There's a storyline for you. So you guys are adopting a baby.
Yeah, we're adopting a baby.
At that point now with General Hospital. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, we made progress.
Yeah, I see that. Is it true you're also a drummer?
I am.
How long have you been playing?
I've been playing since I was about 6. That's when I first started taking lessons on like a concert snare drum. Yeah. And then from there I went to a full kit.
It's fun, huh?
It's really fun.
I played a little as a kid. I regret not sticking with it, but it's such a great.
It's never too late, man.
Yeah,
you can
always pick
the sticks back up.
You know, it's funny. My kid's been asking me lately wants to play the drums. So I'm like, oh my gosh. And now as a parent, like, what's louder? Right. Yeah. My daughter plays the piano. It's okay. You can do it, but a drum. Oh gosh.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to. Figure all that out.
That's another way that my parents were really supportive. I mean, I had, for a while, I had my drum set up in the living room. So it was like,
oh wow,
full on. Yeah.
These parents are awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
And is it true you played with the Duke University Marching Band?
I did, yeah.
Oh, yeah, better known as Dumb. The whole deal?
Yeah.
What are they better known as?
Dumb.
Dumb.
The acronym, Duke University Marching Band.
Right, right. Duke University Marching Band. Right.
Affectionately call ourselves Dumb.
That's funny. That's funny.
But we were smart because it got us into the Duke basketball games, which is kind of what everybody wants.
Yeah. The Cameron Crazies.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Before I let you go and put you on the spot, quick questions, quick answers. All right. Go to karaoke song.
Oh man, Ice Ice Baby.
That's a good one. Does it come with choreography?
No, not really.
No, you got to
standard, like,
okay,
head bouncing, head bobbing. Yeah, that's about the extent of mine.
About the choreography.
Yeah.
Last show you binge watched?
Mindhunters. David Fincher.
Oh, that's a really good series.
There's so much stuff.
You haven't seen it yet.
I know.
It's really good.
It's on the docket. Favorite drummer?
Either Carter Buford or Danny Carey. Carter Buford from Dave Matthews Band, Danny Carey from Tool.
Oh, hey, that's a good one. Celebrity crush growing up.
One of them was Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
It's good taste.
Yeah, right? And then I would say Carmen Electra and Pamela Anderson.
Oh, you got to look. Okay. That's all right. Nothing wrong with that squad right there. And last one, time travel destination. For like a week.
Like the Western Frontier.
All right. Cowboy.
Yeah, there's something about that time period and that aesthetic.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just
up
raw.
Until you get sick. Because then in the surgery, then they just get you hammered and they just start like removing kidneys. They got to pull out a tooth, take a couple shots.
Yeah.
Up until sick.
Their medical profession was a little off.
They were a little behind the times.
They were behind the times.
Yeah.
But you know, another thing about that time is I was talking about this with somebody recently. It's like problems got solved differently then. It's like you had a problem with somebody, you just shoot them.
Right.
And like it's not,
yeah, no, no,
they
yeah.
shoot you. Yeah, it's like it's risky. It's a riskier time.
But yeah, like, I kind of like that though.
You got like you're I have a headache and they're like do some cocaine, you got evil spirits inside you or something.
Right. Frasier likes it for other reasons apparently.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Valentina's Wedding is available now on DVD and on demand. You can follow him on Twitter @RyanCarnes1. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me, Mario.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.